That's good. That's very important. I mean, tonight you told Rose she's going up to her hair.
She's then on Sentinel 2 go, unless you, you know, whatever you want, but we have to set where she goes.
Lovely Bear wants to stay. He
anybody who stays, there's got to be a very tough discussion with first about the terms under which he stays, which have got to be radically different than the terms under which he came. If he buys that and wants to stay, that's fine.
Oh, no. If I can come back to it, I can't do that with Peterson.
No. Well, he should stay.
I don't feel he's there.
I'm talking about the ones that would stay. I don't think Volpe should stay. I don't think Romney should stay.
Romney isn't going to stay. Volpe should stay.
I don't think Hutchins should stay.
I'm not going to labor in it.
Peterson should not stay.
Peterson should not stay.
Rogers and Laird are separate special prosecutors.
They should not stay.
Plankey's, we've sort of agreed, he should stay. But it's got to be done under their very tough thing, where that department's got to be changed.
Right.
You cannot go back and bring Marty in as deputy attorney general. And
no.
All that. That's got to be picked out of here.
Yeah.
And the party
can do it back, and you don't have the Congress. The executive's got to be running better than it was previous.
That's right.
And we're going to have to have that Congress running all the top way.
Which is another point you might make, that we've got to look at our terms of our structure for the second term on the basis of not having Congress.
It's very negative.
Okay. Well,
might I win?
The way that's playing has come out, I think, quite well.
There are three things that they were playing negatively, which are inevitable. One, that we didn't help Congress enough. Incidentally, at one point I was talking to Dan this morning because they're trying to get some, and I hope you will rectify this immediately. I told him about it. I said to Harry, did you realize how many telephone calls? And he said, yeah, I thought you had just not going to get that material, so now get it around a lot. I get it over to him. What I meant is, every get a chapter and verse to Harry, because he's a hell of an advocate, because he says these guys have got nothing to complain about.
That's right.
And so what I mean is, I know you're getting a decline, but and that's fine. But you know, Dan is a politician. But I want the whole list. You're aware of what I mean by the list.
Yes, sir.
How many television spots? How many radio spots? How many pictures?
How many phone calls?
So we did this.
You know, publicized phone calls. How many letters to the endorsement?
Right.
And then some of the special, the very extensive efforts to channel financing to provide.
Well, they say the president has no clue. Yes, okay. Second, which is that's that. The party is the problem. But we're going to have to be very, very tough with them if they want to play that game. That's the way they're going to play it. The second point is that the vote is low. How you handle that, I don't know. The third point is basically the Nancy Dickerson that is in NBC and so forth. They were taking the idea, well, Nixon supported very soft, a little of that crap, but I think
that's a very small but.
It's hard to sell. On the plus side, I think that most of them are playing the back of the lines like you can. Although we haven't yet got the figures yet to know what the hell it finally ends up to. I'm trying to get them, but they don't seem to be able to.
This last tally figures is just a speed over 60%. But there's still a fair amount of numbers telling you that 931. I just ran out the multiplication myself, and it comes out of 60 point something.
The other was 60. Well, that's California.
Well, in California,
I realize that
California's going to be very close to 1 million votes.
Of course it is. What is the figure you've got there?
Well, they don't run a percentage, but
it's always a percentage.
44 million to 27 million.
Well, that's the same one I have at 858. UPI.
Yeah. This is 931. 44,137 to 27,455.
Yeah.
Schmitz is going to get 1 million votes.
Does it turn out to be equal to the Johnsons? Not quite. Johnsons, Goldwater got 27, Johnson got 43, 44. Well, the goddamn, the vote's got to be more than it was in 64. It's got to be more votes cast. What's your precinct number there?
Well, see, it doesn't give you the percent of precincts. It gives it to you by each state, but it doesn't give it to you for the total.
I see. Well, they really don't know.
be, these are all, almost all in the high 90s.
Yeah.
And the ones that are lower are small states, like Alaska.
I mean, you know, a low situation. I'm sure publicity on that. This is why I want to do a little thing about this publicity.
Yeah.
Why? I don't seem to do much good with it. Man, maybe it isn't that much of a problem.
I think you handle a low vote by the, and that's what they're handling anyway. So it's you're riding with the tide, which I think is the best way to go.
But everybody figured we were in.
That's right. That the polls were a depressant on the election.
That's right. I never has a poll campaign been polled more thoroughly, more discussed more thoroughly.
That's right.
Well, on the plus side, if I could suggest, the main thing is to say the record number of states carried. That's probably been encouraged.
That's right. That's right. First time in 49
states. On the other plus side, it occurs to me that you're probably going to have the record plurality or majority. Let me explain. Johnson's was the biggest before. It's not Roosevelt over Lincoln.
Right.
First, I think there's two different problems. You've got percentage of plurality. I know percentage is irrelevant. You see, to the average person. And how does that stand? What was the Johnson figure?
I don't have it here. The plurality.
Thousand votes.
60-40? 60-30?
Of course, Bob's with his nicety was his never. See, when you come to a real stand-up, all out support of the president, we didn't lose anybody. For example, Jack Miller was always nitpicking. Gordon Allen, they drank us at the last on our budget stuff, didn't he, or did he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Al caused a lot of problems.
And Margaret Smith was never with us, never tried to do it. She had a primary. Louis Dunn is the one that we should have won, but I think that nickel tax probably didn't end his on his fault.
See, and he lost only by 3 percentage points, but 34,000 votes.
But I'll tell you this, thank God, we went to Oklahoma, we went to North Carolina, and we went to New Mexico. Agreed?
Yes, sir. We picked the right ones to go to.
They finally lost.
Yeah.
You know, I'm convinced we finally got 58. What was our margin in Illinois?
60.
60 to 50. I think my last pick was 58. 42.
64 to 10.
But what's that?
60-40.
What's your number, so?
94% of the vote in.
What is Ogilvy?
Ogilvy was 49-51.
He was just a lousy candidate. That's how
Ogilvy voted. Ogilvy ran a 500,000 votes behind you.
Darwin's going to drag us down. We didn't go around that far behind Percy. Walker
ran 400,000 votes ahead of McGovern.
And Percy didn't run too far ahead of us this time.
Percy was, he got 2,000,006. He got 33,000 more votes than you did. Out of 5 million votes, 4.5 million votes.
I would have just seen you the day before things started with strike. I'm going to announce the Hague trip today. Yes, sir. But I'm going to double, to the fire chip. But I'm ready to go on that. On the meetings that you're having with the cabinet.
You said having to thank them for their work.
It's playing better already, and I think you're right at that. You're meeting with them to review the general plans for the future and the overall approach to the second term. It's already played that way, and it sounds great. It says the president,
but I won't be long.
That doesn't matter.
You don't have to be long. John,
what you do, that's what they say.
Let's not have pictures if you don't mind.
No, sir.
That's fine.
These are internal meetings, and we ought to.
Yeah.
We set the tone now that the president's going ahead. You got it perfectly, because it says, and then he's expected to be working for the rest of this week with his staff on basic plans for the upcoming
term. This is what's really happening. What I want to do is, because John suggested that I talk to you about the cabinet meeting, he said, you're going to have the cabinet people there. They're going to go out and they're going to be hot news targets.
That's right.
And what he feels, and I don't know if you've discussed this with John or not, is that we should come out of the cabinet meeting with a fixed line from me or from the White House on, what developed and so forth, so that they're all not running out. And I assume it's traditional that they all offer their resignations. Now, if that's the case, it's better to say that, give a description of what took place instead of them all going out and then that filtering into the various news bureaus.
Yeah, go out and make a lot of stories.
Or the other thing is you get people who go out and then report on a meeting independently at the various agencies, and then you get a lot of diffuse stories. So the question is, it's an executive session. The question is, should I sit in a portion of it or sit
out? No.
Okay. Well, the only reason would be to report, but I can't fill in.
You can't report without being in.
Well, the question is, what do we report?
What is the person? Reviewed over that. There was a quick review on an overall basis of the upcoming plans and the short term plans for getting ready for the second.
the next couple of months of review and reorganization, restructuring. Why don't you just say that the purpose was to initiate what will be a series of discussions over the next month, the next 30 days, on the plans for the second term. Or what about first term and so forth?
Oh, would you tell Manolo when he gets back, since we're now going to 4:30, that he should go earlier now? Let me explain. We were going to go at noon.
Yeah.
And therefore, I told him to come with us, since I didn't want him to come up to there later. But now that we're going to 4:30, he can go on the... Unless the other plane is already gone.
Right.
If the other plane's already gone, he needs to come with us on our plane with the dogs and so forth. But whatever way it works out, it's fine.
Probably about taking a vacation this week anyway. Rose asked if she could come down.
Okay.
I was sure you'd be having that.
Yeah, that'd be good for
her. Okay, I just don't want to goof this one part up.
You want to have a meeting?
On the resignation thing, I'll just say that I'll talk about the first detention meeting, the review and so forth.
You're saying it's customary that people should also say customary. Yeah. Submit the resignations at the beginning of each of them. And will there be change? Yes. But those will be discussed individually by the president with the members of the cabinet and will be announced when they're meeting.
Right.
Fine, so put that way. Chief Rieger?
Yes, sir. Will the entire cabinet be meeting? Probably not. Will some of the cabinet be meeting? Probably so.
Well, my bridge line is that the president
will not. I mean,
the president's made no decisions. We'll let you know.
That's right. That's right. He made no decisions. And that'll be now that's right. I will go in with the entire cabinet.
Great.
There are no decisions been made, and that'll be nice. The president will discuss this individually with the members of the cabinet.
Now, the hate thing today will
be a
good spark.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, the main thing is this is to think of it. Campaign, I will get into that.
What they'll ask is the only question that I...
Well, the Congress. Why didn't we get the Congress?
The coattails thing, but...
What difference does that make? We didn't expect it, I'm afraid.
But that's the point. And also, you know, if you look at the figures, since World War II, ticket splitting has been a natural phenomenon.
That's the other thing that stood off a lot.
The other point is that the Republican Party is a minority
party. The Republican Party is 25% of the electorate, and ticket splitting this year has now become, we may have entered a period where we're not going to have presidential sweeps or coattails or something. Well, not necessarily because of the ticket splitting. This is the greatest ticket splitting. And it affects both parties.
I could.
But don't be a bit defensive about
it. I don't want to be.
The main thing is that apparently you didn't get the material that you're the fact of the number of telephone calls that we made, the number of pictures I had made. Did you ever get that?
Yes, sir. I played quite extensively on the computer.
But don't be defensive about it, but if anybody asks why. No, it'll sound defensive, but you did get it out there.
Yes, sir.
Television clips, audios.
Absolutely.
All that stuff.
Calls from Air Force One.
You have passed the LBJ vote already. This was 43,000,126.
43, that's right.
You already had 44,137.
Yeah.
Goldwater's was 27,176.
McGovern
is now 27,455, so he's also passed Goldwater.
But what about
the number voting in 64 was 70 million.
Yeah.
The number voting now is going to be closest estimate is 77,200,000.
That isn't too bad.
And on that basis, you'll end up with better than 45 million.
The margin, what about the margin between the two? What are your margin?
Because Johnson's margin was 15,949,000, call it 16 million. And yours is now 16,500,000. Your margin is also a little bigger than Johnson's.
Yeah, plus absentees aren't enough, which it goes up.
Well, yeah, but none of them are on.
Other than Mark, but they
both are on. Count absentees on in the same thing happens.
But in any event, you still got some votes out, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What is the margin over Johnson's? Is the margin bigger than Johnson's now?
Yes.
But not the percentage.
The percentage is, well, see, Johnson's was 61.1 to 38.5. This, at the moment, is 61 to 38, and that's where it is right now. I see you got a bigger third-party vote than you did than Johnson had.
Oh.
Johnson, they had 99.6. And Sparks got, in other words, there was only 0.4% for other candidates. Now Sparks is going to get better than 1%.
Spock is? Schmitz?
I don't mean Spock. I mean Schmitz.
Spock is a major vote.
Of course, Goldwater got how many electoral votes? 58.
Oh, yeah. When you put the popular and electoral combination, it is clearly, and by any definition, even if you come out a little short on the popular, on the percentage, it's clearly a far bigger landslide than Johnson's.
Absolutely.
You carried a lot more states.
Coming back.
You carried the whole goddamn country.
And yes, Johnson did come back to this, the electoral.
Electoral is 521. It's the first time that you've gotten a
right open. I meant come back to the popular vote margin. Now, the popular vote margin is what?
Popular vote margin, your popular vote margin is 16,600,000 at this point.
What was Johnson's?
Johnson's was 15,949,000.
Well, then you exceeded that already.
That's popular vote margin.
That's right, exceeded.
Now, if McGovern comes up faster in the final votes than you do, then that could still close, but it ain't likely. The likelihood is it will go the other way. But
you don't have any California figures, only 92%. You have any further than
that? No. 92 is the last one, but that's.
You're just short of a minute.
It's 940,000.
It could go to a million.
Well, yeah, you had another
8% precincts are.
At another 8 percentage votes, it's going to have to be called a million.
Yeah.
Nearly a million, if not a million. And that's in the million range. It isn't 750,000 or 500,000 like people were talking about.
Well, the
million.
Yes, sir. Got it. Okay. Regarding this meeting, yes, when I say through, but we do not need to do that.
Yep.
Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
And when we
not this time. Papers, which is right on that, too. You should mention that.
That's correct.